And welcome to another Tom and Shane podcast. Happy to have you along with us. Thanks very much for joining us today. And well, Andrew Cuomo finally resigned. And what is it with these politicians and women? why do you get to the top of your game and then I don't know, I don't know. Does the blood flow out of your head into somewhere else or what? It boggles my mind. All the successful people, you know, Harvey Weinstein and, all these people, seem to think it's, open season on women, and, politics particularly is nothing new, obviously, under the sun. Today I want to talk about a couple of things, and obviously you know, it's not just politicians, it's other people as well. But I wanted to maybe talk a little bit, give you a little history lesson today for some things that are happening here, and that presidents are not don't get a free pass, as we certainly know. We certainly know about Donald Trump. We know about Kennedy. We know about Biden, or not, well, Biden. Yeah, Biden's a, I don't know, kind of a serial hair sniffer, I guess. And of course, Clinton. We know all about Clinton, the impeachment, and all that stuff. So you know, it's presidents are not immune. But I thought we might look at maybe some of the presidents that are out there. And we want to start, of course, with the father of our country, George Washington. I mean, was this guy above reproach? Was George a Tallier? Well, you only have to look at his nickname. He was the Stallion of the Potomac, to those in the know, back in the day when George was the first president and, of course, the father of our country. And George was no pansy when it came to the ladies. He was quite prolific with several ladies at the time. Next, we've got the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. This guy was a piece of work. Signed the Declaration, or wrote the Declaration of Independence, I should say, and is on the $2 bill, I believe. And he started a relationship with Sally Hemings, who was a slave at the time. And the interesting thing about Sally was that Sally was mother was owned by Thomas Jefferson's father-in-law. So Hemings was his wife's half sister, and they started a relationship when she was 14. First child at 16, bore six children, three survived. And just to show you that Thomas Jefferson wasn't all bad, they were slaves up until his death, but in his will, he freed them. So as long as he was alive, they were still slaves. But after that, see you later. So next, we've got the Andrew Jackson. He was the seventh president of the United States. And probably the closest thing to Trump at that time than we had then, not so much a dalliance guy, but he was a slave owner, bought and sold human beings as president of the United States. And but definitely not a nice guy, and certainly was no fan of the next president, who was James Buchanan, the 15th president of the United States. Can't find a whole lot about dalliance with women there, but but his claim to fame is that he was gay. He's the first gay president, only lifelong bachelor, and lived in the White House with William Rufus King, a former vice president. And they were irreverently called Miss Nancy and Aunt Fancy. So James had some things to talk about in his reign in Washington. So next we can move on to Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson, 28th president of the United States. Hard to find anyone who was more anti-Semitic or racist than Woodrow Wilson. Blacks and Jews need not apply to his cabinet. He was definitely not a nice guy, and a known racist, a known anti-Semitic, and he was just not somebody that you wanted to know. So, yeah, he was not a nice guy. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, why not subscribe? Subscribe, like us, ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified anytime Shane and I have a podcast. So we'll be happy to have you as a subscriber. We would appreciate it very much. So keep that in mind, please. You can hit the little subscribe button down below the video, and we hope that you will hope you'll do that. Well, moving right along, another real piece of work, Franklin Roosevelt, 32nd president. This is the guy the Democrats love. This is the greatest president in history on the Democrat side. Oh, what a wonderful guy this guy was. Well, Eleanor wasn't by his side when he died. His mistress was there, though. She was happy to hold his hand, Lucy Mercer. When he suffered his fatal stroke in 1945, and she was there by his side, but she didn't get the money. His secretary of 21 years, Missy Lehand. Missy Lehand got all the money from Jefferson. Unfortunately, he left her half of his $3 million estate. And of course, we're talking about $3 million, 1945 dollars, quite a bit of money back in those days. So as we can see, Roosevelt left, as I said, he left half his fortune to Missy Lehand, who was his secretary for 21 years. And unfortunately, she died before he did. So he named a cargo ship after her. So not all bad, Franklin Roosevelt. I don't know, boy. Dwight Eisenhower, he had a couple affairs here and there. He was fooling around with a Cork woman, Kay Summersby, who grew up in Baltimore as Catherine Helen McCarthy Morrow. And he wanted to marry her after the war, and he had to get the permission to divorce and remarry from General George C. Marshall, the chief of staff at the time. And Marshall said, no dice, not going to happen. So he broke it off. And I guess the history is as it goes. So Ike remained in the steadfast there. So. And let's see, next, you can't have this without JFK, most notably Marilyn Monroe, his main squeeze, and seemed to have a lot of women coming in supposedly through the tunnels in the White House. So JFK, quite a prolific womanizer of the time, and not unlike some of the other folks that we've had out here. LBJ, president following Kennedy's assassination, of course, LBJ was jealous of the president's female conquest, and is quoted as saying that he had more women by accident than Kennedy had on purpose. So, Lyndon must have been pretty prolific at the time. I guess Lady Bird must have been tending to the Rose Garden while Lyndon was having a little fun out there. So good for him. And of course, what presidential dalliances would be complete without, of course, Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton paid off Paula Jones $800,000+, $800,000+, puts a little damper on Trump for only paying a couple hundred thousand to Stormy Daniels. So this accused of rape by Juanita Broderick paid off Paula Jones $800,000. So, yeah. The women love him. The women love Bill Clinton. Oh, my God. This guy is so great. And, of course, Donald Trump, three wives, all kinds of whatever activity this guy does. So, yeah, Donald doesn't get a pass. But when compared with some of the other affairs throughout history, Donald comes up kind of a tame, even along with Bill Clinton. A lot of folks out there have had issues. Some honorable mentions. Warren Harding had a 15-year affair with Carrie Phillips, the wife of a close friend who did not find out until after it was over. But anyway, Harding's wife, Florence, was aware of it, and he broke it off when they went in the White House in 1920. But after Phillips died, they found 105 letters, some of them 40 pages, very steamy stuff from Warren Harding. But he didn't stop when he got in the White House. He had an affair with Nan Britton, with whom he had a daughter, by the way. I don't think any other presidents haven't done that other than Thomas Jefferson. And I think we got another one coming up here in a moment, honorable mention. But Florence became aware that Warren was hiding in a White House closet with Nan, and the Secret Service had to come and rescue the president because she was trying to hack down the door with a hatchet. So this was pretty good back in the day. If you can picture, I don't know. Can you picture, what Kennedy's wife, banging down the door with a sledgehammer or whatever. Grover Cleveland was another one. He had a 10-year-old son, had been paying child support for over 10 years. And a lot of these guys were pretty prolific back in the day. So, I don't know how are we going to, I don't know where we're going to go with this, but I don't think it's going to end. Whoever is next, whoever the next president's going to be is probably going to not be a choir boy. We have a history of presidents not being choir boys. They're human beings. They succumb to temptations. And, of course, the more power you have, the more money you have, the more temptations maybe are thrown in your face. So what can I tell you? You know, it's a tough, cruel world out there. It's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it. And, that's why we're here. That's why we're here doing this job. So we hope you enjoyed this. And if so, hey, don't forget to subscribe, like us, and ring the notification bell. Leave a comment. What are your favorite presidents? Did we leave anybody out that you're aware of that did some bad things in their time? So we would love to hear from you. So leave us a comment below. And don't forget to subscribe. It's right below the video, the little red button there that says subscribe. Just click on that, and we'll be happy to help you out. All right, we'll see you on the next podcast coming up on Thursday.